Greetings, friends. And we understand that you have a question today.
Hello, Joshua. I'm interested in energy, and I'm wondering if, do we need to clear our energy at the end of the day? Is this necessary? And does dark energy attach to us that needs to be cleared? And if so, how do we clear that energy?
Yes, here we are assuming that you are referring to energy that is not your own, yes? Energy that comes from an outside source?
Yes.
Indeed. You see, what we have said also on other occasions is that the human body, the human energy field, the human emotional field, and also mental field, it operates very much on the principle that like attracts like. And so when a person is generally settled, when they are generally in a positive way, or what you would consider containing good energy, good vibrations, then likely, mostly, they attract to themselves also that similar caliber of energy. So if you feel good about yourself, if you feel that you are on a right track, a positive lifestyle, a positive way of thinking, and also your emotions are fairly clear, then generally you will attract to yourself a similar energy. But that is not always true. You see, you have encounters. Everyone has encounters. When you are in human form, you are being around other humans, other people, and naturally, each of them has their own situations and their own energies that are emanating from them. And particularly for some people who are more sensitive to others' energies, who have perhaps opened themselves, whether it's voluntarily or involuntarily, to others' energy fields, others' energies, others' energy, shall we say, spikes, perhaps, or energy probings, then those people are more at risk of, shall we say, accumulating others' energies or actually having them on some level stick to them. And so that is what you are asking. We understand that if that happens to any individual, let us just speak directly to you, if that happens to you, then how do you resolve that? How do you address that? And what occurs is that it's not as though energy from another person completely envelops you or completely goes into your physical system and starts to immediately alter things. It is more like a burr that sticks to your clothes. It is like a little thistle that comes off the plant and then rides around on you. And it can be small, like a simple thistle, or it can be somewhat larger. But that is how it is. It is not necessarily in you in any way. It is not affecting you, at least not immediately. It can, if long term it is there, naturally, it can start to aggravate, it can start to grind, and it can start to actually affect the person's energy field and then their physical, their emotional, their mental. So you are asking in a single day if you had an encounter with somebody who you perceived as being dark energy or otherwise unwanted energy in terms of your own field, how would you react to that? And there are various ways of clearing. There are various ways we would suggest. There is actual physical clearing, which is a way of clearing your aura, clearing your energy field. And that consists of brushing yourself, using your fingers to actually comb through your energy field and to dislodge anything that has become stuck there, to dislodge any extraneous energy that becomes attached to you. And in that way, it is simply that you start at generally the top of the body and perhaps a few inches away from the physical body so that you are within the energy field. And you brush yourself. You start at the top and you comb yourself going downward. Now, one challenge of that is that it is very difficult to get to the backside of your own body. And so you can simply do the best you can and fill in the rest with your mind so that as you comb the sides or comb toward the back, then you also let your mind imagine that the fingers are actually covering every inch of the aura. And that is a simple exercise. We would suggest you do it standing. You can be clothed or not. It doesn't matter. And it would only take a very short period of time. But then as you do that, we do suggest that you actually engage your mental faculties in the process so that as you are physically doing the movements, you actually are thinking about what you are doing. You are imagining or you are seeing that you are freeing your aura, you are freeing your energy field of anything that has become attached. And at the same time, it actually is a good way to strengthen your own energy field because you can bring in light, you can bring in love, you can bring in any positive energy that you would wish to replace anything that is being combed away or simply to bolster what is already there so that then that becomes a way to actually strengthen and enlighten your own energy field. So that involves a physical movement or a physical activity. And what also can be done is this all can be done on a very mental level. It does not need to include any physical movements at all. In the same way, you would simply focus on who you are, how you are at that moment, and then start to cleanse. And as you cleanse, you incorporate, again, you incorporate light, you incorporate love, you incorporate whatever it is that you wish to. And so you will feel, if you are sensitive enough, you will actually feel a shift, not only in your energy field, but you should also feel a shift in your, perhaps your mood, your emotion, and perhaps on a physical level, it feels slightly lighter. And if you're doing that on a mental level, it's not a physical combing, then it doesn't so much matter that you are standing. You can be sitting, you can be lying down, as long as, again, you, in your mind, can cover the entire body, the front, the back, the sides, top, the bottom. And one aspect or one, shall we say, preference for standing is that then you can also ground with the earth because the energy that is removed has to go somewhere. It needs to be grounded or it needs to be released. So one of the suggestions we have is simply to imagine that the earth is accepting that energy and the earth will simply recycle it in a way. It will simply rework it, becomes neutral, it simply dissipates. So that is one way to actually imagine that you are firmly connected with the earth's energy and as you comb away any unwanted negativity or any unwanted energy, you allow it to absorb into the earth. Another way is to imagine that it goes somewhere else, perhaps into a fire, or perhaps into water. Salt water is very good for that. So if you happen to be near salt water on a beach, perhaps, then you can incorporate that. You can simply send it into the water. Or you imagine fire. Most likely there will not be an actual fire near you. There could be in a fireplace, but you send it into an imaginary fire also. So the energy is consumed. And again, it is recycled. You see, energy can never truly be destroyed like that. It simply changes its form. It is like water when it comes from the sky in the form of rain or snow, and then it freezes or it melts or it evaporates. It's always changing its form. And so it is also with energy on a different level, in a different context, but it is also doing the same. And so you are releasing it in a way. And let us also just slightly focus on protecting yourself, particularly for those who are vulnerable or open for whatever reason, then it can be prudent if you find yourself in a situation where you feel that you are encountering energy that is not, shall we say, compatible with yours or is not healthy for yours, then you protect yourself. You allow certain blocks to come up. You allow certain protective devices to be activated. And how to do that? You see, again, it is a mental exercise more than any other. It's You can certainly leave. You can physically relocate yourself so you are no longer in the proximity of whatever it is that is occurring. But if that is not possible or feasible, then you protect yourself again mentally, imagining that you are surrounded by a shield of light, a shield of love, some sort of a layer that is not permeable to this outside energy. And that is sufficient. You see, your own mind, your own abilities are very strong. For all humans, there is a very strong self-preservation that is built into your systems, so that when you imagine that you are protected in that way, you truly are, that nothing can get to you. And so immediately you can just simply throw up the shield, and it does not need to affect what is happening on a physical level. You can continue whatever it is that you have been doing, and you can also feel somewhat more relaxed that you are protected. And mostly those shields will simply dissipate with a short amount of time, so that as you move into a different situation, you do not need to actively, shall we say, disconnect them or remove them. They will simply fade on their own. But you can also, as if you feel that you are out of the place where you need to have this shielding, then you can simply again imagine that it dissipates, it goes away, and with it anything that may have gotten stuck to it, any negativity that may have gotten attached to that outer layer that was protecting you. Have we answered your question sufficiently?
Thank you so much, Joshua.
Indeed. Wishing you a good day.
Thank you. Good day.
Okay.